By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Trump is signaling he may not sign a massive year-end bill passed by Congress that includes a $900 billion coronavirus aid package and $1.4 trillion in annual government funding. Trump complained in a video tweeted Tuesday night that the bill didn't deliver enough aid to Americans. The bill provides for a $600 payment to most Americans. Trump said he is asking Congress to increase the direct payments to Americans to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple. Following Trump's comment, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tweeted that Democrats are ready to bring the increased payment proposal to the floor this week by unanimous consent. An aide said that Pelosi would put the proposal forward Thursday for a vote. President-elect Joe Biden expressed empathy with struggling families and applauded Congress for passing the coronavirus aid package, adding that it was a down payment on a broader relief plan bill, rather, he plans to introduce when he takes office in January. United States health officials are trying to allay fears about a mutant strain of the coronavirus that's spreading rapidly in the United Kingdom. Reports of the new virus prompted dozens of countries across the globe to shut down travel from the UK over the past 2 days. The fear of the variant comes as the United States faces a surge in new infections that is overwhelming some hospitals. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control said on Tuesday that the UK coronavirus variant has yet to be detected here in the United States. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. By remote, this is VOA News. Japan on Wednesday announced a suspension of the entry of non-Japanese citizens into the country from the United Kingdom from December 24th. Japan's top government spokesperson said the new border measure were due to the recent outbreak of the new variant of the coronavirus in Britain. No end date for new border measures was announced. Japan requested people refrain from short-term travels to the UK. All residents will have to be quarantined for 14 days when returning or entering Japan. Hong Kong pro-democracy activist media tycoon Jimmy Lai applied for bail in the High Court Wednesday after his bail was denied at the Magistrate Court last Saturday. He has been charged under the city's national security law on suspicion of colluding with foreign forces. Lai is the most high-profile person out of more than two dozen charged under the sweeping law since it was imposed by Beijing back in June. President Trump on Tuesday pardoned 15 people, including Republican allies. Trump announced a pardon for George Papadopoulos, his 2016 campaign advisor, whose conversation helped trigger the Russia investigation that shadowed Trump's presidency for nearly 2 years. Trump commuted the sentences of five others. Israel's divided government has collapsed, triggering the country's fourth election in under 2 years. Parliament faced a midnight deadline Tuesday to pass a budget, but after failing to do so, the Knesset was automatically dissolved. Elections are now scheduled for March the 23rd. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his rival Benny Gantz formed their coalition last May to take on the coronavirus crisis together, but their partnership was plagued by infighting and mistrust. Retail giant Walmart is facing a civil lawsuit from the Department of Justice, alleging the company unlawfully dispensed controlled substances, including opioids, throughout the height of the prescription opioid crisis. The complaint further alleges that as the operator of its distribution centers, which ceased distributing controlled substances in 2018, Walmart received hundreds of thousands of suspicious orders that it failed to report as required to by the Drug Enforcement Administration. The statement, Walmart said the lawsuit is riddled with factual inaccuracies. If found liable, Walmart could end up paying billions of dollars in civil penalties. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.